This is the last song before we invite Louis back again, and it's the Helston Mayday song, Hallantoe.
Since man was first created, his works have been debated. We have celebrated the coming of the spring.
Welcome to Gabba and Yoldy Pork Shop, a meditation inspired by my conversation with a Yorkshire butcher on the day he closed his shop forever.
Well, how did you get on with the butcher? Did he cut up rough or did you? That's what the Pathé reporter went out to see, and here's his report. To start with, there's lots of food about, even if much of it's out of reach for most of us. But how about pig's feet? They'll help out the ten pennyworth. We're importing lots of them. Seems as though our pigs haven't a leg to stand on. And black pudding is no mystery if you know what to do with it. And there are millions of rabbits, English ones as well as these long-distance travellers.
Gabba is reliant on your donations. So please take a moment to pause this episode and head to gabba.life on the web, where you can make a donation of your choosing. Love and kindness, that's what it's all about.
Beverley is the county town of East Yorkshire. It lies where the chalk hills of the Wolds meets the plain of Holderness. It has everything. On one side, it's surrounded by the open parkland of the Westwood. It has two stunning churches, the Minster and St Mary's, as well as two marketplaces. Almost all of its architecture is Georgian. That's around 1800. It's flat and easy to get around.
Yoldy Pork Shop will shortly close, undercut and roasted by the supermarket rogues. This town is small, but awash with oldy little M&S and all. It wasn't this way when I was a kid. There were 17 butchers. I counted them, I did.
Well, how did you get on with the butcher? Did he cut up rough, or did you? That's what the Pathé reporter went out to see, and here's his report. To start with, there's lots of food about, even if much of it's out of reach for most of us. But how about pig's feet? They'll help out the ten pennyworth.
Yoldy Butcher is the sixth generation of his craft, founded in the mists of time when the lanes were mud and carts, when there was a rosette and a cheer for the fattest fattened calf. Yoldy Butcher bemoans the end of the line. Last night he put a noose around his neck, but the god of meat snapped the rope in time. Yoldy Butcher, please look up. Let this not be your final cut. But I'm the last of my kind, he railed at the god. 17 dead butchers against the ready meal-mouthed rod. Yoldy Butcher, look at who you are. Father, son, and husband. The bloodied sage bazaar. Dear God, this is all I know. Cuts of meat, the Sunday feast, the seasons, as they grow. Yoli Butcher, you will find your way. You cherish nature. You must awaken come what may. Processed food is killing folk. In time, the artisan will be our hope.
Is the county town of East Yorkshire. It lies where the chalk hills of the Wolds meets the plain of Holderness. It has everything. On one side, it's surrounded by the open parkland of the Westwood. It has two stunning churches, the Minster and St Mary's, as well as two marketplaces. Almost all of its architecture is Georgian. That's around 1800. It's flat and easy.
But how about Pigs Feet? They'll help out the Ten Pennyworth. We're importing lots of them. Seems as though our pigs have the leg to stand on. And black pudding is no mystery if you know what to do with it.
If you have found solace in this meditation, please leave a review on your podcast app of choice. It is much valued and enables Gabba to be discovered by a new audience. Love and kindness, that's what it's all about.
This is the last song before we invite Louis back again, and it's the Helston Mayday song, Hallantoe.
Since man was first created, his works have been debated. We have celebrated the coming of the spring.